Today, Shem Sech Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches, we will begin on Daf Ches Amar Aleph, five lines from the top. In the Mishnah, we learned the Machlaikis of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, when is Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema? When is the time in the year where we know every year we have to take off Maisa Behema, 10% of all newborn animals, and we can't take Maisa Behema from animals of 1 year to animals of the next year? And the Mishnah wanted to know, when is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema that's considered the cutoff date from 1 year to the next year? So we learned, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon hold that's Be'echad Tishrei, and Rabbi Meir's opinion is that it's Be'echad Be'elul. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishneim, both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon versus Rabbi Meir all learned their cutoff date from the same pasuk. Mishneim, Mikra Echadarshu. They learned their halacha from the same pasuk. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, Lavshu Charim Hatzoyim, the animals became as if they're wearing clothing. That means they became pregnant. Vamakim Yatfubar, at the time where the valleys are full of Tvua, at the time when the grain begins to grow, Yisrayahu Af Yishiru. And at that time, the wind causes that the stalks bang against each other, and when they touch each other, that's when they make this sound. Rameya's opinion is, when is the time that animals get pregnant? Bizman shamakim yat fubar, at the time that the valleys are full of crap, tvua, vayimisai makim yat fubar, what time of the year is that? Ba'adar. And the Gemara says the Behema Daka takes 5 months to have a baby. And therefore, Misabrois Ba'adar, they get pregnant in Adar, V'yoldos Ba'av, and they have their newborn children 5 months later. And as the Ritva explains, not all the animals get pregnant at the same time in Adar. Some of the animals get pregnant earlier in Adar, and some animals get pregnant later in Adar. And that's why they cannot choose Av as to be the time for the Rosh Chodesh, because some of the animals do not yet have their babies. But we wait the whole Av to wait till all the animals have babies. And then once the entire Av passes with these animals having the children, having their newborn children, and that's when it's the Rosh Chodesh for Maisa Behema. Of course, the other question that the Rishonim ask, that this entire discussion is regarding a Behema Daka. As we just said, a Behema Daka's time gestation for having a baby is 5 months. So as we're learning now from Adar to Elul. But what about a Behema Gasa? A Behema Gasa, from which we also have to take Maisa Behema, its gestation period is 9 months. So what do we speak about a Behema Gasa? So it's very clear that the time frame for Maisa Behema follows the Behema Daka, not Behema Gasa. But there are many different explanations why. So the Ran explains, since most animals are Behema Daka, we follow the Behema Daka. Tosfos Yontif says the Behema Gasa, also the time when they have their babies, is an Av. The only thing is that the Behema Daka only conceives in Adar, and the Behema Gasa conceives earlier. And therefore, when we say that they have the baby in Av, it's referring both to Behema Daka and Behema Gasa. Rosh Hashanah Shalhem, and therefore, as we explain, since all the newborn babies are born with by Av, the Rosh Hashanah is Echad Be'elul. Relazer of Shimon Aymrim, at what point do they get pregnant? That the stalks already grown to the state that they are making noise when they touch each other. And when is that? B'nisan. So therefore, according to them, the animals get pregnant B'nisan, V'yoldos Be'elul, and they have the babies Be'elul, and therefore the Rosh Hashanah Shalhem makes sense to be Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. fast the Gemara v'idach nami yoksev yisroi af yishiru. Ramei, what's he going to do with the pasuk yisroi yishiru? And for the Gemara, answers the Gemara, who? That pasuk is talking about b'fale alta. Animals that get pregnant lady to have him benissen. But most animals are going to have the baby by getting conceived in other. V'idach nami, and asks the Gemara, according to Blazer Reb Shimon, what are they going to do with the pasuk ha'ksiv v'amokim yu'atfu bar? What are they going to do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, who they say ha'u b'chafisoy ksiv. That's talking about the animals that get pregnant earlier, the asim adar. They already get pregnant in other. But the real time for the babies to have, the real time when they get pregnant primarily is in Nisan. Bishlam al Rameya asked the Gemara coin to Rameya, the pasuk reads very well. Kriksiv, Lof Shechar Natsoin, the animals get pregnant. When did they get pregnant? Bizman Shamokim Yat Fabar, at the time at Adar when the field is full of produce. Vikanami, and then there are some animals that get pregnant later at the time of Yisrael of Yeshiru. El Rabbi Zalab Shimon, that say that most animals only get pregnant at the time of Yisroya af Yishiru. Yes, there are some animals that get pregnant earlier, but the majority, according to them, get pregnant at the time of Yisroya af Yishiru. So then the pasuk should have been said in the opposite order. If Chamiboyle, the pasuk should have said, Lof Shechar Natsoin, when do animals get pregnant? Bezman Shisoya af Yishiru. Vitanami, and then there are some animals that get pregnant earlier at the time of a Makom Yad Fabar. So the question is, on Rav Elazar of Shimon, how do we understand the wording of the pasuk? And because of that, El Amarava de Kulama, everybody agrees, Lof Shechar Natsoin, that when do the animals get pregnant? Bezman Shem Makom Yad Fabar, which is an Adar. So if an Adar, if they get pregnant in Adar, and the gestation period is 5 months, everybody should agree that the time for mice, for the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema should be Rosh Chodesh Elul, as Ramey said. So what is the basis of the Machloikis? So the Gemara v'hoch b'hai krok mefki. The Machloikis is about a different subject altogether. The Pasuk says, Aser to Aser. And the Pasuk says the word Aser twice. So the Gemara explains, B'shnei Maisers HaKosim B'dabra. The Pasuk is speaking about two different Maisers. Echad Maisa Behema. One is talking about Maisa Behema. The mice that we take from animals that we've been discussing our entire year, and the mice that we take from produce. Ramey says, Makish Masa Behemel and Masa Dogen. We compare them. Ma Masa Dogen Samachli Gemari Surai. The Rosh Hashanah for Meiser is at the time when we bring it into their home, into our homes. And when was the produce, as we discussed previously, in their times, in the Mediterranean countries, they would leave the produce out to dry during the entire summer. And as Tishrei arrived, which was the rainy season, they brought it into the home. Af Maisa Behemah Samach Gemara Surah. It was saying that the animals have their new their babies in Av. It makes sense that Rosh Chodesh Elul should be the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon also agree, Savri the Makish Masa Behem Lamasa Dagan. But the way they learn it is Ma Masa Dagan Rosh Hashanah Shalai B'Tishrei. That is no argument that the new year for Meiser is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. So they say Meiser Behem the Pasuk connects to it. And therefore the Halach will be that after Meiser Behem the Rosh Hashanah Shalai will be Tishrei. The Sifsei Chamim says that our pasuk that we just learned says that the stalks of grain sing shira, Yisroyu af Yishiru. And this is very connected to many people who say shira. They say shira, there's something called the perik shira, which has the shira that everything in the world, or people, or animals, everybody says a shira. And therefore, the shira over here is, says a shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping us being for growing, and that we should be able to serve as a source of nutrition for all of mankind. We learned in the Mishnah that Echad Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Lashanim. Echad Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for years. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, what was learned by saying that? Says the Gemara, Amra Papa in Shtaris. It's related to Hilchos Shtaris, Alocha that we've learned previously. The Shtari Chayiv HaMegdomim, Psulim, HaMecharim Ksherim. As we discussed quite extensively at the beginning of the Masechta on that base. A critical part of every loan document is the date. And the reason the date is so important is because when one borrows money and he writes in and he has a document, all of his assets become meshubed, become mortgaged to that loan. So, and that's what we know is when a person buys a property from someone else, what he needs to do is do a title search. He needs to see if there are any properties that already have a lien on them to previous loan. So if a loan takes place at a certain date, and then the shtar is written, the loan document is written with an earlier date, the people who bought property between those dates, between the time where the loan actually took place and the earlier date on the shtar, could be cheated because somebody, the person who borrowed, who I borrowed the money from, could come with the shtar and say this property that you're on, that you bought from the borrower, has a lien on it. And it's not true. There shouldn't be a lien on it because the property was bought before the loan ever took place. That's called shtari chayiv hamukdomim. Shtari chayiv hamukharim is just the opposite. Where the loan took place on a certain date, and the date in the loan, on the loan document is a later date. The people who bought property, who really bought the property after the time of the loan, but since the shtar has a later date, no one will be able to exercise a lien on those properties. So they only gain. And that's why the halach is, shtarei chayv hamukdomim aksherim, shtarei with an earlier date, apsulim, are disqualified because of the what could be incorrectly done to the people who bought properties from this borrower. Shtarei chayv hamukharim aksherim, because the person who borrowed actually ends up doing better, not worse. And that's why the date of the shtar is critical. And our Mishnah said that what is the Rosh Hashanah for dating a shtar? The Rosh Hashanah for dating a shtar is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And of course, as the Tori Evan points out, no shtaros were written on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. No business is taking place. Nobody's writing shtaros. What the Gemara means to say is that that's the date that we follow in terms of a new year. Ask the Gemara, but as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, V'tanan, Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, the Mishnah said that Echad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah l'Malachim, V'aminan, when we learned the Gemara at the beginning of Masechta, we asked, L'may Hilchasa, and what is the halachic repercussion of saying so? V'amar b'chizal l'shtaris. So how can we say Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the cutoff date when we learned at the beginning of our Masechta so extensively that it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Answers the Gemara Lakasha. Kan l'malchus Yisrael, Jewish kings we count from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Kan l'malchus Umas Olam, we count from Tishrei. Ask the Gemara, Elhadam Rav Chisda, when we learned the Gemara in Daf Gimel, and we were speaking so extensively that Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rav Chisda made a comment, Lo Shana l'malchus Yisrael, that halacha that Rosh Hashanah l'shtaros is Rosh Chodesh Nisan is only when we're counting for Jewish kings. Av l'malchus Yisraelim, if we're counting for malchus Yisraelim, mi Tishrei meninan. So ask the Gemara, according to the way we're explaining now, what Rav Chisda told us is not something that he came up with. Rav Chisda masnisos l'shminan. Rav Chisda is not here to teach us something which is explicit in the Mishnah. Loi. Says the Gemara, Rav Chisda Kroyos Lashminin. He says, Rav Chisda was coming to speak, teach us how we came to this halacha by learning Pesukim. And as I saw, as the Sifsei Chacham explained, what the Sifsei Chacham explains our Gemara to mean is as follows, that just like the Gemara said, do we need Rav Chisda to tell us a Mishnah? The Gemara could have said, do we need Rav Chisda to tell us the pasuk? The answer is, Rav Chisda is not telling us the pasuk. Of course, we don't need Rav Chisda to tell us the pasuk. Rav Chisda is telling us to explain the pasuk in a way that we should come to the conclusion that this is the Rosh Hashanah by Malchi Yisrael, and this is the Rosh Hashanah by Malchi Umas Ha'olam. Vibay Seima, Rav Chisda Kravas Zayir Masnala. Rav Chisda was come to teach us what Rav Zayir taught us. Rav Zayir Amar, that when the Mishnah said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, it didn't mean for Shtaris. That, because the Mishnah was only speaking about Rosh Chodesh Nisan when it speaks about Shtaris. It's talking about Tkufa. We count the season of the year. And from when do we count? There are four seasons in the year. When do we start from what season is considered the first season? That from there we start counting. It goes from Tishrei. Why? Because the Mishnah will be following Rabbi Lezer. It's going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Lezer that, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and Daf Yud, that holds Betishrei Nivra Olam. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Amar, that when we say that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, it means Ladin. As we know, Rosh Hashanah is the day where all of us are judged. As the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, Mereshish Hashanah V'Achrish Hashanah, Mereshish Hashanah, Nidon, at the beginning of the year, we are all judged, Ma Yeb Soifa, what, how the whole year will look for us. Ask the Gemara, Ma De Tishrei Hu. So how do we know that this din, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, takes place on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kesel L'Yoyim Chageinu, we should blow the Shofar in the time B'Kesel L'Yoyim Chageinu, Ezu Chag, which is the Yontif, Shachodesh Miskasaboy. We know that normally when we look up the sky, we could see the moon. But at the beginning of the month, the moon is very small and it's barely visible in the sky, only in certain spots. If it wasn't visible in any spot, then it wouldn't be able to be considered. Then we could never make Rosh Chodesh on the day of Rosh Chodesh, because how could Edom come and say that they saw the new moon? But it's very small and it's not very visible. The only Yontif in the Jewish calendar that comes out at the beginning of the month is Rosh Hashanah. Have a Omer that it must be speaking about Rosh Hashanah. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, regarding that day, Ki Chayk L'Yisrael Hu, Mishpat L'Kei Yaakov, that's the day that we are all judged. And the Sif Sechamim quotes an interesting Medrash. The Medrash says that why, unlike all other Yom Tovim, was Rosh Hashanah designated to be at the beginning of the month, when the moon is not visible? He says, because the two constants that there are in the world are the sun and the moon. And the sun and the moon could always come and offer testimony what we did during the year. And the testimony may not always be that great. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Medrash, designated Rosh Hashanah on a day where the new moon is not visible, where it can't come say testimony, and there are no two witnesses that are available to say testimony that we might have not done what we're supposed to do this year. So the Gemara just said that Ezu Chag Shechodesh Miskasaba. And then, as we said, there are many different pshatim. One pshat is, as we just learned, that at the Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of the month when the new moon is not visible. But the Rishonim offer many other different pshatim. Ritva says that Rosh Hashanah, as we've been learning and will continue learning, is also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But we know that when we speak about Rosh Hashanah, we speak about it as a Rosh Hashanah. We don't speak of that day as Rosh Chodesh. So what the Gemara means is Shachodesh Miskasaba, the aspect that that day is a Rosh Chodesh Miskasaba, is not really revealed, which is really the subject of a Machloikus Rishonim. We know that on every Rosh Chodesh, special kabbonis were brought. And the question is, were special kabbonis brought on were these special kabbonis brought on Rosh Hashanah? According to some Rishonim, we did not bring Rosh Hashanah kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh. There are other Rishonim that disagree, that held that the kabbonis of Rosh Chodesh were brought, but they were not really the main focus, and they really weren't mentioned in the tefillah. Another explanation is that And that is, again, supported by the minhag that we all have, that normally the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, we do Shabbos Mevarchim, and we say a bracha for the new month. Before Chodesh Tishrei, we don't say it. And in fact, I saw that Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Chochma Shlomo, Simen Tov Reish Beis, quotes a very interesting minhag. He says, normally, many people have the minhag that they try to make Rosh Hashanah, they try to make a wedding at the beginning of the month. But since we don't say Mevarchim Chodesh for Tishrei, so the beginning of the month of Tishrei didn't have a Rosh Chodesh. If it didn't have a Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't have the category of a new month that we try to make the wedding at the beginning of a new month. There's also a very interesting discussion here. Here we're saying, it's talking about Rosh Hashanah. And the question is Rosh Hashanah considered a Chag? Is Rosh Hashanah considered a Yontif? Because there are various halachas regarding a Yontif. And from our Gemara, it seems that it's considered a Chag. Although the Rosh, which the Tor in Simon Tuf Kuf Beis quotes the Rosh, that holds that normally on the Sholosh Regalim, when we daven, we say, Mi Adam L'Simcha, Chagim L'Zmanim L'Sason. On Rosh Hashanah, even if we consider it a Chag, it's not a Chag Gomer. And since it's not a Chag Gomer, and he says we don't bring a Karm Chagig on Rosh Hashanah, so even if our Gemara is calling it a Chag, it still doesn't have the full-fledged status of a Chag. And since it doesn't have full-fledged status of a Chag, therefore it's not appropriate that on Rosh Hashanah we should say anything that calls Rosh Hashanah into a Chag. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk that we just quoted that speaks about Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk in Tehillim says Ki Chayk Lisrael Hu Mishper LeKei Yaakov Melamed Sheim Bezdin Shemala Nichnasim Odin, the Bezdin and Shemayim does not begin its din. Elam ken kitchu bezdin shalmatas achodesh, until the bezdin in this world says that today is Rosh Chodesh, today is Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Ida, and until that actually occurs, Rosh Hashanah doesn't begin. And as I saw, the Yerushalmi says that this is showing the tremendous love and connection that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, that he doesn't even begin his Rosh Hashanah, his Yom HaDin, until we declare it the Yom HaDin. But the Sfasema says, as we learned and will learn in Mitzvah Shem, the Edom are the ones that have to come to Bezdin, and when the Edom come to Bezdin, that's when they declare that the new month is the new month, and today is Rosh Hashanah. That may not happen, and as we've learned and will learn, it's most likely that it doesn't happen until deep into the day of Rosh Hashanah. So if it doesn't happen until deep into the day of Rosh Hashanah, does that mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't sit in din till later in the day? So the Sfasema says, and again, this is a principle of our Amunah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that will happen. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is well aware that Bezdin in the course of the day will declare today Rosh Hashanah, and therefore the Kadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel begins his din even before the Bezdin here actually declared Rosh Hashanah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins the din based on the knowledge that he knows that Bezdin will declare today to be Rosh Hashanah. Tanya Idach, Kichayk Lisrael Hu, Eimli Ela Yisrael. How do we know that this is a day of din only for Klal Yisrael? Lumas Ha'olam Inayin. How do we know that today is a day of din for the Umas Ha'olam as well? Tamaloyma, Mishper L'Kei Yaakov. If everybody's going to din, why is it can say Chayk Yisrael? It says the Gemara, Melamed Yisrael Nechnasim Tchilu Din. The first one to be judged is Klal Yisrael. Rav Chizda is Rav Chizda Toros. Dam Rav Chizda Melech Vatzibur. If a Melech and a Tzibur have to come for din Taira, Melech Nechnas Tchila. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Melech. First, the court lets the melech come in. Shenemar lasis mishpat avdoi u mishpat amoi. Why is that? My tama, it's not respectful that the king should have to wait. As the day goes on, gets angrier. So Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't, we don't want that Kadosh Baruch Hu's anger kaviyachol should be on Klal Yisrael who are the melech. So the Marie Kara asks that we're going to learn later in our Masechta on Daf Yud Ches that Hakol Niskarim Beskira Achas, that in Rosh Hashanah the entire world is judged in one skira, in one look. So what's pshat that everybody gets a turn to go one? So the Marie Kara answers that there are two parts to the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the Din in Rosh Hashanah. First, Kulam Niskarim Beskira Achas. There's one big picture, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to look at every individual separately. Another Teretz, he says, that even though Kulam Niskarim Beskira Achas, that's not the leadership. The leadership is looked at separately. Another question is that the Aruch HaNer asks, he says, how do we understand that the melech goes first and the am goes second? We're talking here about Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, he has a different pshat in our Gemara. He's saying the Gemara is speaking about two different types of dentiras. First, the Gemara is speaking about the dentira of our Kadosh Baruch Hu, of a regular dentira, where people are coming to a court. And the Gemara is teaching us that when people come to court and you have a line waiting, the melech does, it's not respectful that the melech should have to wait and the melech goes first. And then the Gemara is teaching us another halacha, he explains, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us, he judges Klal Yisrael first before he gets angry. And of course the Mashah asks, what's pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to have the din before HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? How do we understand that? So the Mashah explains that the Gemara Masechta Menachos, Daf Mem Aleph, teaches us that if one Chas V'Shalom violates a mitzvah like Sasei, so he's punished. If one violates a mitzvah sasei, normally there is no punishment for the violation of a mitzvah sasei. But in the time when it's charoin af, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol is particularly angry, then there's judgment even on mitzvah sasei. So what the Gemara means to say is that first a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to judge us before there's a charoin af, and will be even punished for mitzvahs asay. The Be'er Ma'im Chayim Parshas Netzavim has a very long piece in explaining how to understand this Gemara. He says there was once a king who wanted to have a beautiful crown made on his behalf, and he hired workers to produce that crown. But because he wanted that those craftsmen should be able to be available and free and concentrate on making that crown, he built for them a beautiful palace, and he built for them a beautiful palace, and he told them, and he assigned servants to be available in that palace, that these craftsmen should be totally available just to produce the crown and not have any other things on their mind. And the people who were assigned to be of service to these craftsmen didn't do what they were supposed to do. They were lazy. They weren't available. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And now the question was, the king called them and he said, I assigned you to this task and you didn't fulfill it. So they said, well, the craftsmen didn't do what they were supposed to be doing. And if they weren't doing what they were supposed to be doing, you really don't have room to have an issue with us. Says the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, every time a Jew does a mitzvah, every time a Jew learns Torah, he's adding a jewel to the crown of the Melech Malchim Melochim. As the Pasuk says, Yisrael asher b'cha espar. And if Klal Yisrael does what they're supposed to do, as the Gemara says, Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Hei, because Yisrael oisim Ritzayin Shem Malakim, when Klal Yisrael do what they're supposed to do, Melachta Nasa Aydei Echerim, the rest of the world is here to serve us. But if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then the rest of the world doesn't have to be here to serve us. So he says, that's pshat. Yisrael nichlas in the tchil din. Why is Klai Yisrael the first to go into din Torah? So he explains. Because as we just learned, the entire world is really here in existence to serve Klai Yisrael. But when is the entire world here to serve Klai Yisrael? The entire world is here to serve Klai Yisrael only in a time when Klai Yisrael is doing their job. And they're adding jewels to the king, to the king's crown. But if we're not adding jewels to the king's crown, then the halacha is that we ought not to be here. Then the rest of the world isn't doing wrong if they're not serving us. And that's why Yisrael nechnasim ledrin tchila. Another pshat that I saw that the Shem Shmuel discusses quite, the Shem Shmuel discusses this pshat quite extensively. He says, our Gemara just taught us, Ein Bezdin Shamala Nechnasim Ledin, that the Bezdin Shamal doesn't enter to the Din Torah, Elam Kain Kitchu Bezdin Shamata Sechadish, until Bezdin Shamata declares Rosh Chodesh, which has to be by day, because Bezdin is not in session at night. So he asks that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Yud Ches Amabeis tells us the story about a Chassid Echad who gave money to a poor person on Erev Rosh Hashanah in a time of hunger and famine, and his wife was upset with him. He gave away his last penny to this person, and he had no choice. And he was thrown out of his home, so to speak, and he went and he slept in the basic forest in the cemetery. And as he was laying there, he heard two ruchais, two spirits, speaking and saying, let's hear what's going on in Shemayim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world. So we see that already at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world. How does our Gemara, asked the Shem Shmuel, suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge the world until the day? So Shem Shmuel explains that there are two aspects to din. One is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging the world and standing in front of him are all the malachim that say all the good things that we've done. And then there are the mekatrugim that say the bad things we've done. And then there's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's a chafetz chesed, who wants to do good with us, he takes out all the lawyers and all the prosecutors and he just judges us by ourselves. So he says, those are the two aspects of the din. The full-fledged din with the lawyers and the prosecutors and the malachim, as our Gemara just said, only takes place by day. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for our welfare, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned for our welfare, that's why already by night he sits down quietly and he already decides that we should all, Baruch Hashem, have a good, healthy new year before anybody could say anything to stop that from happening. And this is an interesting question because I saw at what point do we consider that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva began? One can make the argument based on the Gemara that we just learned, that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva don't begin until actually Rosh Hashanah begins, which is by day. Because the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't not nichnas ladin until we declared Rosh Hashanah, which is by day. But there are many paiskim who are of the opinion that Rosh Hashanah already begins at night. And if we follow the explanation of the Shem Shmuel, that the Shem Shmuel just taught us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already, so to speak, gives din for us to do chesed for us already at night, that's why we could already start treating the night as Rosh Hashanah. There are other answers how to understand the Gemara Masechta Brachos with our Gemara. The Sefer Imrei Noyim quotes from the Gra says that this story happened not on the first night of Rosh Hashanah, but it happened on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. And there's another proof that the din doesn't really begin until the night, until the day, because we know that the minig is that we don't say Rosh Hashanah, we don't daven musaf till after the first 3 hours of the day in Rosh Hashanah. The Levush quotes this in Siman Tuf Kabei Dalid Sif Aleph. And why? Because we wait for when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting in din. So it's proof that we don't start the din until then. Which this entire discussion opens up a different discussion. And that is, there's a famous Chaya Adam, where the Chaya Adam quotes Reb Avila Pasvilar, who spoke about the following Shaila. What's the halacha? We know that during the Seder Shemei Tshuva, we say Hamelcha Kaddish instead of saying Hakela Kaddish. And the halacha is, if during the Seder Shemei Tshuva, one said Hakela Kaddish instead of saying Hamelcha Kaddish, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. What is the halacha if on the evening of Rosh Hashanah you said Hakela Kaddish instead of saying Hamelcha Kaddish? So the halacha is, he says that you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. He says it's no different than Yalav V'Yavoy, that we know that if one omits saying Yalav V'Yavoy in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, he has to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. But that halacha only applies by Shachris and Mincha. That halacha doesn't apply by Ma'ariv, because Eim Mekatshim as a Chodesh Belayla. So Reb Avila says that just like if you missed Yalav Yavah in the night of Rosh Chodesh, you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, so too is the halacha with the Melech HaKadosh. The Sharet Tzion, the Mishnah Brura, and Sharet Tzion, Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Bei, Sif Katan Dalet, disagrees. He says that the Melech HaKadosh, if you didn't say a Melech HaKadosh, you missed the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. And if you missed the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, then you have to repeat it. It could very well be that this Machlokes is really connected to the discussion that we're having now. According to the Shem Shmuel that we explained, that really, even though our Gemara says that the primary din doesn't happen until the day, but as we just discussed, the Shem Shmuel, based on the Gemara Masechta Brachos, says that din does take place at night already. Since din takes place at night already, so you have to say the proper Shemoneh Esrei. You have to say HaMelech HaKadosh. But if we learn the Gemara literally, which seems that's the way the Gra learned, and din doesn't take place on the first night, so if you didn't say HaMelech HaKadosh on the first night, it doesn't disqualify the Shemoneh Esrei, because din is really not taking place on the first night. Rabbi Moshe, the Shas Chuvas Igris Moshe, Eir Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Sim Kuf Ayin, quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says that this halacha, that we know that if you missed Yalav Yavoy by night of Rosh Chodesh, you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, cannot serve as the same halacha if you missed davening the proper tefillah at the night of a Yontif. He says, because Rosh Chodesh is not a Yontif. And since Rosh Chodesh is not Yontif, then the halacha is, if you missed it by Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat it. However, Rosh Hashanah is a Yontif. And if you missed Melech HaKadosh by Yontif, then you would have to repeat it. Moreover, the Sefer Chashukei Chemed discusses, what's the halacha if you miss saying Yal V'Yavoy by the Suda on Rosh Chodesh in the evening? He says, if you miss saying Yalav Yavoy by Rosh Chodesh Suda, even if we're having a discussion about Melech HaKadosh and the Shemoneh Esrei, the Suda you have to eat. It's a Sudas Yontif. And a Sudas Yontif, the Birchas HaMazon requires Yalav Yavoy. And if you didn't say the Yalav Yavoy, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Moreover, we've mentioned previously that it could be that the Suda at night is more chomer, is stricter than the Suda by day. Why? Because by night, we're not allowed to fast. So if you miss Yalav Yavoy, you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Whereas by day, if somebody wants to fast on the day of Rosh Hashanah, he may fast. Since he may fast on the day of Rosh Hashanah, if he didn't say Yalav Yavoy, he doesn't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon, because he didn't really have to eat if he didn't want to. The Kedushas Levi has a different interpretation to this Gemara. He says, the Pasuk says, HaChodesh Yizel Lechem Roshim Chadoshim Rishin Hu Lechem L'Chotche Yishana. So he explains that according to the way that Klal Yisrael determine when is Rosh Chodesh, the entire world is dependent on Klal Yisrael. He quotes that the Gemara Masechta Ksuba says that a girl if she has relations before she's 3 years old, psuleh chayzrin. When is determined when she's 3 years old? According to when Bezdin determines the date. And he says, that's pshat in our Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he judges Klai Yisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Klai Yisrael, he connects himself and he, so to speak, consults with Klai Yisrael to give us what's good for us. Another pshat that I saw from the Tere Shloimeh, that the Gemara just said, as we explained, the Melech for Tzibur and the Chnosan Ladin, if the Melech and the Tzibur come to the entire, Mi Nechnes Tchila, who goes first, the Melech? The Tere Shloimeh says, Melech, that he says, that Rosh Hashanah, there are two aspects to what we are judged upon. One aspect we're judged on Rosh Hashanah is about Melech, about Ben Adam Lamakim. And Tzibur refers to Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. So he says what the Gemara means to say is that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu is focused on the Ben Adam L'Makim. And therefore he explains that when we are mispalo on Rosh Hashanah, the first and most important part of our tefillah, he says, should be about the Kvod Shemayim. In fact, if you look into the Shemoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, we see no tefillah that speaks really about Gashmias, Uvachayin Tein Kovid, Uvachayin Tein Pachtecha. All of these tefillahs refer to Kvod Shemayim. If a Jew has the proper priorities to first think about Kvod Shemayim and only afterwards think about Melech Bosa V'dam, only after that think about his Gashmias needs, Melech Nechnas Tchila. If that's the way a Jew approaches his tefillah on Rosh Hashanah, those are the tefillahs that are answered L'toiva. Ulishmitan, we said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Ulishmitan. Menolon, how do we know that? Says the Mara, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'shnas HaShvi Shabbat Shabbos and Yil Aretz. V'gam HaShana Shana Metishrei. We learn, here the Pasuk uses the word Shana by Shmita, and by Tishrei the Pasuk uses the word Shana, as we quoted earlier. The Pasuk says, B'Mereshis HaShana. Ask the Gemara, if we're going to learn that way, why don't we learn the Ligma, Shana, Shana, and Nisan? Why don't we learn from Nisan? And say that the Rosh Hashanah for Shemitin is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Ksiv, because doesn't the Pasuk say, as referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as we learned in our previous year, Rishon Hu Lachem L'chot She Hashanah? Answers the Gemara, Donan Shana She'eni Machidoshim, Mishana She'eni Machidoshim. The Shana that the Torah says by Shmita does not have Chadoshim. The Shana that it talks about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei does not have any reference to Chadoshim. The Ain Donan Shana She'eni Machidoshim, Mishana She'eshim Machidoshim. In other words, it's a better match. Tishrei is a better match than Nisan. We also said that Rosh Hashanah L'Yovelus. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Yovel. Ask the Gemara, Yovelus Bech B'Tishrei Hu? Is Rosh Hashanah L'Yovel Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? B'Asar B'Tishrei Hu? It should be Asar B'Tishrei, the Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, B'Yom HaKippurim Taviru Shofar. On Yom Kippur, they blew the Shofar to declare that it's the Yovel year. Answers the Gemara, Ha'mani Rav Shmo B'Noi Shab Yochim Abroikihi. The Tanya, B'Kadash B'Shnas Chamishim Shana. The Torah says that we make the 50th year Yovel. What's the Pasuk saying? The Pasuk says that this takes place on Yom Kippur. So we would think that Yovel only begins on Yom Kippur. Tamaloymer v'kidashd mishnasa chamishim. Melamet shayovim miskadesh v'aleches mitchilosai. That it really begins on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Mikan amrim shmal b'noi shabiyachim abroika. Mershana Yom Kippurim loyayavadim niftan lebateim. We know in the Yovel year all the servants go back home. That didn't happen till Rosh Chodesh. Till Yom Kippur. On the other hand, v'lo mishtabnim l'daneim, they didn't continue working for their owners. Elo oichlim v'shoysim v'shmeichim, they eat and drink and are happy. But v'shem b'rishem. Normally, the Mefarshim explain, the Miri explains, free people wore a special type of hat. Avodim were not entitled to wear that hat. But here, since they were no longer working, they were entitled to wear that special hat. The Kivin Shigi Yom Kippurim, once Yom Kippur comes, Toku Bezdin B'Shoifer, Bezdin blows the Shoifer, the Nifter Avadim Bateim, the Sardis Chazer Blaim, that's when all the servants go home, and the fields, we know, go back to the home. They go back home. The Miches Chinuch says that there's no special din on that it has to be blown in Beis Din. But then he suggests that the first they blew in Beis Din, and then everybody blew individually. V'Rabbanan, who say that Yovel only begins Rosh on Yom Kippur, what will they do with this pasuk? They'll say that this pasuk is coming to teach us Shonim Atam Akadosh. When you declare a year, you're going to declare this year as a Yovel year. It's declared. V'Atam Akadosh Chadoshim. Chadoshim are not declared. And when you declare Rosh Chodesh, there is no reason to declare today's Rosh Chodesh, but as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that actually isn't the halacha. They used to declare when Rosh Chodesh was. They used to say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, but it depended. If Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, then of the previous month, they said Mekudesh, Mekudesh. But if it wasn't, then they didn't. It's interesting that I saw that the bracha that they said on the blowing of the Shofar in Rosh Hashanah is different than the blowing that they blew on Yom Kippur of Yovel. On Rosh Hashanah, we know the blowing is L'shmaya Kol Shofar, because the mitzvah is to hear the Kol Shofar. Whereas by Yovel, there's not a mitzvah to blow the to hear the Shofar. There's a mitzvah to blow the Shofar. And therefore, the bracha that was made was L'tkoya B'Shofar. And since the bracha was made litkaya b'shofar, it's a very rare bracha. It's only made once every 50 years by Yom Kippur of Yovel. And this is the source for the minig that we all have, that by Ne'ila on Yom Kippur, we blow the shofar. Why? To commemorate the blowing of the shofar that took place every Yom Kippur. So we just learned that the Gemara says that during this period, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher b'Yochim HaBreika, the Avadim didn't go home yet, but they weren't free. And there's an interesting question. We know that an Eved, Ivri, is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis. And the question is, could the Eved Ivri remain with a Shifcha Kananis wife during that period? And really, I saw it depends on how we look at this halacha. The question is, we know the Torah of Parshas Mishpatim tells us that the Jewish owner could give his Eved Ivri a Shifcha Kananis as a wife. What's the halacha? Does that mean if the owner wants so, he has the right to do so? But if the owner is not interested, the Eved can't say, well, I want a Shifcha Kananis for a wife. Or even if the owner is not interested, Eved Ivri has a right to request that he should have a Shifcha Kananis wife. If we say that the owner is the one that can make that decision, so now as the Gemara learned, according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher b'Yochim HaBreika, you're not working for the owner during those 10 days, and therefore he can't live with a Shifcha Kananis wife. That's the opinion of the Marshal. But according to Ritva, the fact that an Eved Ivri can marry a Shifcha Kananis has nothing to do with the owner. He can make such a request irrespective of what the owner is interested in. If that's the case, just so he's not obligated to leave that wife until Yom Kippur comes. But when he's in this quasi-Evid status, he could continue living with a Shifcha Kananis wife.